May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, this talk is really good at doing its job. Almighty God, you have built your church upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Well, I think for all of us here, we figure if God builds it, it must be important. And if God builds it, it must be needed. And if God builds it, we're to maintain it. And that's what we're here. And our starting point is Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That's what we're all about. So going to the gospel, it's all about hospitality. And not just allowing somebody to come into our lives or into our church or into our homes, but it's having a loving, Christ-like attitude, really caring and seeing and noticing what the person might need or want, and also to be reciprocated as well. God, we know, is all about hospitality. Let's remember, how did it all start off? With the Garden of Eden. And how was that, the Garden of Eden? A place to live. A place that God gave abundance, comfort, guidance, safety, and protection. And it was disobedience to that gift that got all of us into trouble. So what does that mean? What does that mean for us? How are we to be? How are we to live? Are we to be different or just like everybody else in the world? Totally different from everybody else in the world, like Jesus is and was. We're to be welcoming. We're also to be generous and giving. We are to be kind, having good attitudes, not being sullen or vicious or backbiting or picky. We're to actually love. We may not like everything about someone else, but we're still to care. We're still to love. We're still to nurture and to do our best to understand the needs of that person. What I like towards the end of the gospel is, and whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. Now let's think about that. Just a small cup of cold water, and even Larry just mentioned that, you know, during the readings. It seems insignificant, but God notices everything we do, the good and the bad. But just think about it. All we have to do is in our hearts be loving and give a cold cup of water to someone in need. And the little ones, that has a lot of different thoughts behind it. Some people say it means children. Some people think that it means new Christians. And that's true. We have a responsibility for new Christians, because we want them to feel encouraged, welcome, needed in our church and in God's family. And also it means, for some people, it means sinners. So we are to give, to take care of, to nurture, to love and encourage everyone. Children, good people, bad people, sinners, righteous people, prophets, just anyone and everyone. That's what we're to be about. We are to be welcoming with good attitude, giving and kind. And yes, we can expect that in return. But as Christ, as Christians, we are to care about them those around us, even before they care about us. And sometimes it might be that we're never cared for by some, but that's not the point. The point is to be loving and to care and to have hospitality as our focus, like Jesus did and like God the Father did, at all times. To do that, prayer helps, but we are to really be a faithful people of Christ, believing and trusting in Him. Trusting in Him enough to show our joy and our love, our laughter and our care. Not being fearful, not being criticizing and backbiting and bullying that we hear a lot about, but to be loving and at peace. God truly does know everything. He's omniscient. God truly is omnipresent. He's always around. He knows every single thing that we do. We can run, but we can't hide. God notices even the smallest good things that we do. The smallest act of kindness. The smallest act of love and of care. Remember last week? Talk about being intimately, you know, present in our lives. Remember we talked about in the gospel, he knows the amount of hairs on our head. And for those, he's even noticed the amount of hairs that might be missing on our heads. God knows everything about us, and he loves us no matter what. So we are to be Christ in the world. We're to be Christians. We are to be revealing the true nature of God Almighty, our Creator, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Sanctifier, and our Friend. For me, when I looked at the bulletin that Amy made, I have to admit, I loved this. She found it in the red sheet. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. What that means to me is blessed is the nation whose goal, whose focus, whose center is the Lord. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we just ask that we can truly be hospitable, that we can have your hospitality in our hearts and minds, our souls and our actions 24/7. And when we don't, we ask for your help, your forgiveness, and your love, and your guidance, so that we can pick ourselves up and love as you love. And we thank you for all the gifts you have given us. This day, this nation, we ask that you bless us and keep everyone within your loving arms. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.